Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.1, Introduction to Site Reliability Engineering. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Site Reliability Engineering in the Site Reliability Engineering for Developers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definition of Site Reliability Engineering, SRE, its history and evolution, and its relevance in modern software engineering. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand what SRE is, recognize its importance to the tech environment today, and appreciate its applications within the finance sector. Main content definition of SRE. Site Reliability Engineering, or SRE, is a discipline that incorporates aspects of software engineering and applies them to infrastructure and operations problems. The primary goal of SRE is to create scalable and highly reliable software systems. It was developed at Google to improve the reliability of their systems by employing a set of principles and practices that prioritize automation, monitoring, and collaboration. At its core, SRE is about ensuring that the services are not only functional but also resilient and efficient. It involves measuring service performance through service-level objectives, SLOs, and service-level indicators, SLIs, which help teams understand how well a service is performing against agreed targets. This focus on measurement and reliability helps organizations respond quickly to issues, minimize downtime, and improve user satisfaction. History and evolution of SRE. The concept of site reliability engineering emerged in the early 2000s when Google recognized the need to address challenges related to large-scale system reliability. At that time, traditional IT operations teams struggled to keep pace with the rapid development cycles of software engineering. Google sought to bridge this gap by creating a new role that would blend the principles of software development with those of operations. The term Site Reliability Engineer was officially coined by Google engineer Ben Trainer in 2003. He aimed to establish a team that would be responsible for the reliability and performance of services, moving away from the reactive nature of traditional operations teams. Instead of merely responding to incidents, SRE teams proactively work to enhance system reliability through automation, systematic problem solving, and adopting best practices in software engineering. Over the years, the SRE model has gained traction beyond Google, with many organizations in various industries, including finance and fintech, adopting its principles. The evolution of SRE has led to the development of various tools and frameworks that facilitate effective practices, such as incident management and reliability-focused design. SRE's relevance in modern software engineering in today's fast-paced tech environment. The relevance of SRE cannot be overstated. As businesses increasingly rely on digital services, the demand for reliable and efficient software systems has skyrocketed. Site reliability engineering addresses this need by focusing on automation, continuous monitoring, and feedback loops to ensure system health. For organizations in the finance sector, where uptime and reliability are crucial, SRE can be a game changer. Financial institutions must ensure that their services, such as online banking or trading systems, are consistently available and perform well under varying load conditions. By implementing SRE practices, these organizations can reduce operational risks and improve customer trust. Moreover, SRE fosters a culture of collaboration between development and operations teams. This collaboration is essential for breaking down silos, which can hinder communication and slow down problem resolution. By working together, teams can share insights, learn from incidents, and continuously improve the reliability of their systems. In summary, the importance of SRE lies in its ability to enhance system reliability, foster collaboration, and create a culture of continuous improvement. As organizations continue to embrace digital transformation, adopting SRE principles will be instrumental in ensuring their success in the modern tech landscape. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the definition of site reliability engineering, its historical evolution, and its significance in modern software engineering. You learned that SRE is crucial for enhancing system reliability and fostering collaboration between development and operations teams. Understanding these concepts sets the foundation for further exploration of SRE practices and their applications in the finance industry as we progress through this course. Reflection questions: how can understanding SRE principles help improve service reliability in your organization? Reflect on a recent incident in your workplace. How could SRE practices have helped prevent or mitigate the issue? In what ways do you think the collaboration between development and operations teams can be strengthened in your current environment?